Hello, Twitter. And hello, Facebook. Welcome this week in Missouri Politics Midweek Update. I'm going to give you a study knowledge prediction that you're going to take to the bank. Study knowledge tastes good going down every time. We're going to walk through the polling. If you read the Missouri Times, if you're a Missouri Times subscriber to the morning update email, you got it first thing this morning at 5 a.m. You were the first people in the state to really know. If you read the Missouri Times website, you just saw it this morning. But we have polling that's up on the governor's race. We're going to talk about Clean Missouri, the filibuster tonight. And I'm going to give you my Stein knowledge prediction at the end of the show. Is Eric Greitens running? I'm going to drink the Stein. Don't know yet. I'm going to tell you. And you can take this to the bank. If I ever in my life give you a Stein knowledge prediction that was wrong, I'm going to say no. If you're wondering, this is my Bill Kitty Chiefs jersey. I'm a bit of a bandwagoner, not going to lie, because I know what true love is. I truly love the Cardinals, and it's true love with my whole heart and soul. And so I'm not going to act like I'm that Chiefs fan, but I'm a Chiefs fan. It's fun. I think it's been watching a football team that actually wins games a hell of a deal. I really pay much attention to football. Then in St. Louis, by the time I did in St. Louis, they were such the shits that you couldn't watch it. It would make you not a football fan if you started as a football fan. How bad the Rams were. So anyway, this is my authentic Bill Kenny number 9 jersey. If you don't know, former Chiefs quarterback, Pro Bowler, Senator, floor leader in the Senate, and current PSC commissioner, and voted against the thing that messed with Casey Pianell's possible takeover. By the way, not saying I told you so, but let's talk. We're diving. Oh, first I gotta tell you. Brian in New Haven, thank you. This is the Baronhof at Grant's Farm. Look at this majestic stein. My God, Miller Lite could never, ever. If you pour Miller Lite in this, I think it would just evaporate and foam away. Look at this. The Baronhof, that is, it's at the top. I prefer side at the top. That is the way German man is meant to consume liquid. The polling. So let's start right off the boring part. Parson Galloway, 54-36. Look, I'm just going to tell you, that's probably right. This is also, here's the thing I want to tell you. This is from the PAC that supports the governor, but it's from American viewpoint. Let me just tell you, polling companies matter. Some polling companies, if you're paying for it, they might, not American viewpoint. It's the top, I would say it's probably marginally known as a Republican firm, but it's a top firm. Top corporations use it. They don't game these numbers. If they did this poll and the numbers were bad, they probably would have put it out, but they did. If American Viewpoint puts their name on it, it's a legitimate poll that you can pretty well take to the bank. So it says Parson Galloway, 54-36.
If they did this poll.
Look, I believe that's probably right. I mean, I think Nicole Galloway isn't, when she got into this race, she would have thought in January this is where she'd be. Interestingly, Biden-Trump in Missouri, 50-43. If you're Biden, you're going to be talking with that Warren. Is 51-41. Look, I'm just going to tell you, if the Democrats nominate Elizabeth Warren, that's forfeiting Missouri. It's not fair to candidates. It's not. It's just, I mean, I respect people that might be liberal, even a socialist. If that's your views, that's your views. But the Democrats nominating Sanders or Warren, maybe they could even win. I don't know other states, but that would be tantamount to forfeiting the field in Missouri. And it's really not fair. It's really not fair to people to force them to force Democrat candidates to run with a socialist. It's just not, it's not going to be, it's not fair. So let's get into the interesting stuff. Parson Greitens in the primary. Well, let's look at the Galloway Greitens in the primary. She's up 45-44. Look, that's the way Galloway, even how she wins, you have a bloody primary, Greitens would come out of it. Galloway has all her money. There are some Republicans that the family value stuff isn't just total crap they say and they don't mean. A lot of them will sell out for whatever, political expediency. But there are some people, David Humphreys, you can like him, not like him about labor, but the family value stuff is, he actually means that. That is not just things that he says, that stuff he lives. Let's talk about Greitens, Parson. This is the interesting one to me. I thought Greitens would be stronger than this, but it's 56-30 Parson. That's a 26-point lead for the governor. I personally felt like Greitens would probably be a little stronger there. I'm not surprised he would be a little underwater to Galloway, but if But I was a little surprised. I thought he'd be a little farther up there. I'll give you at the end of the show my final Stein Knowledge prediction on whether or not Greg is going to run. But first, I want to tell you tonight, come join us. Our third annual Statesman of the Year party. I want to seriously, if there's any staffers watching this, I'm an old staffer myself. I would be really honored if you made a little bit of time and come join us. To me, being a staffer, it's thankless. You don't make a lot. But it's something I used to do. I really would love, I'm honored any staffers that take the time, come have a drink with us. I promise you, it's a 20-minute program. We keep it tight. We will keep it very tight. But we'd love to have any staffers that are watching this. I mean that. I've always been interested in staffers, and I'm very honored when you make some time to come to one of our events. So that's the polling. It shows partially the huge lead over Greitens, huge lead over Galloway. I just think anybody that's on the Republican ticket with Trump has a huge ability to win. Personally, I think Trump probably could carry Greitens if he was the nominee. The trend line would be if it's Biden, you know, fighting chance. That's Galloway's probably plan would be to get Parson out in the primary to Greitens, then have Biden the national ticket. So I would say Biden ends up 8 to 10 points down in Missouri. Warren, 18 to 20. Sanders, I don't even know if they put him on the ballot. I mean, it just wouldn't be. Look at it like this. People that I have no problem if you're a Sanders, you're a Warren fan. That's great. There's a lot of people that are. Totally legitimate place to be. I get it. I'm not judging. I'm just saying from the facts on the ground would be, look at it like this. Pick a swing area. Independence. The city of Independence is becoming a swing area. That's such bad news for the Democrats, but that's true. Platte County. Lauren Arthur. If Bernie Sanders were to come to an event in Clay County, Missouri, would Lauren Arthur, a very talented politician, go to that event? I doubt it. I mean, you would never want to be photographed with them. And look, there's Republicans. You can make this. I've always been a Republican. I'm upfront about that. I don't duck that. So you can know my perspective. You can agree with it or disagree with it. But the truth is, if you put one of those folks that are really left-wing, and Sanders would be just everything, would just not play well, I don't think you would, that the test you use is, if they came to Missouri, would an intelligent, competitive person campaign with them? And I think probably not. And I think that's how you can tell. I mean, Nicole Galloway is not dumb. She's a very intelligent person. She's not going to want to be photographed with Bernie Sanders. I think that tells you what you want to know. I'll come back and I'll give you the side knowledge prediction, the money one at the end about his Greitens going to primary Parson. Let's talk about Clean Missouri for a second. Today, big filibuster, kickoff around. Here's Senate time. Senate time is like, have you ever been to a doctor that was really popular, but he couldn't keep time? It was just terrible. You couldn't get in. If your appointment was at 3, the doctor's at like 4:30. And you're like, you went to all this school and you can't tell time. That is always been my critique of doctors. Senators are worse. Imagine a doctor like, drunk with a head injury, kicked by a donkey and drunk and trying to tell time. That is Senate time. So it says it'll start at 2:30 if you're lucky. I'd make a suggestion. I would actually mean this. If somebody talks to Senator Rowden or Senator Schatz, I think you should open up the gallery at the time you say you're going to be there. Because you have school kids and stuff. They see 2 o'clock. A fourth grader doesn't know that 2 o'clock Senate time could mean 3:05. He thinks 2 o'clock Senate time because you're an elected official means 2 o'clock Central time. So open the galleries when you say you're going to be there, even if you're not going to be there. Let everybody sit down. That way you don't have people climbing walls. These teachers have to have 20 kids. It's a problem. So that's just my free hillbilly knowledge. So about Clean Missouri, they're going to be there a while. I'll just tell you, I think there's a lot of grassroots Democrat activist support on Twitter and Facebook. But if you want to see what Twitter and Facebook is compared to live, I talked to McGraw Millett about this today. This poll where it shows Parson up 26 points over Greitens in a primary matchup shows you that honestly, it's not polling real people in a scientific way like American Viewpoint does. Facebook and Twitter are great. I'm talking to you on them now, but they're not real life. It's not real life stuff. And so it shows you how far off. If you took Twitter as an example or Facebook, Greitens would be up 26 points. And I personally think Greitens would have a very good chance to win if he didn't have another scandal. But the truth is, that poll shows you that the stuff you see on Facebook and Twitter is the loudest people. And I say this as a qualified person. Nobody's had more Twitter bots, like fake accounts or like weirdo 43-year-old grown men sitting naked in a folding chair in their mother's basement tweeting at him than I have. But it's just, it's not a real accurate snapshot. The Clean Missouri stuff, it is more popular with the activists than it is the actual people. The Republicans are going to put something on the ballot. If they have to PQ it, they probably will. Although I don't, Caleb Brown does not want to PQ anything. He does not. I don't get the sense that's the hill that a lot of Democrats in the Senate are going to die on. I just don't. I think they're going to put up a fight. I think they're going to make changes. But I'll give you a Stein knowledge prediction on this time from the Baronhoff Stein. There's no PQ tonight or in the morning. There will be a deal worked out. Gina Walsh is not going to have a PQ on her watch over this, and I don't think Caleb Brown is either. Look, the truth of the matter is, I think the folks could go win the campaign. And I said Todd Graves won the week this week because I thought Todd Graves did win the week. He was saying, you better do this now. You better do this. He was firing off the flares, and nobody came to the rescue of it. And now Republicans have been complaining about it and fighting about it ever since. If it goes to the ballot, that doesn't mean Sean Nicholson. Sean Nicholson won the first one by a lot. Sean Nicholson's a smart dude. I think they win. I think they put it back on the ballot. I think they'll win. That's my prediction. I think the Republicans have to change how easy it is to put things on the ballot in the Constitution. You have to change that. Or you're going to see you're governed by referendum, which I'm not sure is good. The fact of the matter is this. The truth is this. The current system where they pick some judges to help draw these maps is pretty solid. You do not get right-wing crazy people being Republican judges. You just don't. That's not how the type of judge that becomes a Republican, that is a Republican that becomes a judge, is not your party activist wildlife person. The maps are by and large pretty fair. I don't think you want to start busting up counties, but I've always said this. Caleb Brown's a special, very special, maybe once in a generation politician. You could pretty much draw his, he's won races with tall odds, but if you take that and you put like Randolph instead of Cooper County in his district, a Democrat could win that after Caleb. You could take Mike Searpoy's district and cut up how you interact, Lee Summit into Kansas City, win that. You could make Lauren Arthur's district better. You could make Rizzo's better. You could even bring Luke DeMeyer down into Kansas City a little bit and make his more competitive. You could take Wheeland's district up into St. Louis County, so make that more competitive. Lincoln Huff has every Democrat humanly possible in Greene County in his. There are no Democrats that don't live in Lincoln Huff's Senate district. So I don't think you can get Lincoln's. I think I'd make a prediction, though. After Lincoln, that seat will be a Democrat, for what it's worth. That's a good Baronhoff Stein. Either Crystal Quaid will be in statewide office or she'll replace Lincoln Huff as the state senator down there, just because that's where that's trending. So Cleve Missouri, you're going to hear a lot of bluster. Will the people? I love Ann Schweitzer. Ann Schweitzer is one of my favorite people to have on the show. But she was talking about will the people, until it was will the people on a tax increase that they voted down. Will the people is in the eye of the beholder. It's like, I'm either am I fat or am I big boned? You could be the judge. But in my opinion, it will not be something that's PQ'd. I think they're going to fight the fight till up in the morning. But this will not be the one they fight. The tort reform bills are going to be the rough ones. If Matta and Scott Sifton are in a good place, the tort reform bills will be the fights. If Scott Sifton and Matta are not in a good place, then the tort reform bills will be sloppy, terrible, and it will be just a bloodbath. But I think where you'll see, this is not going to be where the Senate breaks down. The Democrats will filibuster. The Republicans are like, yeah, we should do this, but it's not, no one's going to blow the Senate up. And look, I'll tell you, I understand if you're on Twitter, you may be one of the more radical ones, but PQs are bad for this state. They're bad. Republicans were very glad Democrats didn't blow the PQ up in the day and do their agenda radically unchecked. And Republicans, the more PQs they do, the more that when the pendulum swings, the Democrats are in power, they'll be just as radical. That PQ is a bad thing for the state. Gina Walsh and Caleb Brown both know it. They're both statesmen and women, and they're who you want in those jobs. I don't think that there'll be a deal. This will go to the ballot. I think starting out of the gate, I would put on defeating it at the ballot and this being the deal. The real loser here has always been Nicole Galloway. I mean, no matter what she does, she's going to be in a bad spot. Drawing these maps, and I know people say she's not, well, she's going to get blamed for it, and that's the truth. Other people won't. We do a poll for the show this week. Send me some ideas on what a poll would be. I'm going to start doing a poll on the TV show. So anybody's got an idea, I'm down for it. I'll probably go up tomorrow because we have our big, again, event tonight at Millbottom, 6 o'clock. It's going to be tremendous. You're going to love it. It's always full. It's fun. We got some people are kind of getting caught in the snow, but I think we'll still have a good crowd, and it'll be fun. Let's say we'll do these two questions here. Judy from Facebook, why do Republicans not respect the will of the people? She referenced Ann's statement on the show. Well, let me just tell you. The will of the people is like whatever you want that you can project onto the people. That's the will of the people. In my opinion, they're not, in my opinion, whatever you like, you think the will of the people is and you want to play that card. If you don't like it, all of a sudden the will of the people is not there. So I get it. It's more of a talking point than real. The public did vote for it. I honestly think you can make a good case that the public, there were two questions put into one, which was the genius of it. But still, I think it's not. If you're a very liberal Democrat and you want to see Nicole draw these maps, it's you're going to be disappointed because she's not going to obliterate black districts. And that's what you have to do to really change the House much. So the Senate district you could change as we discussed, but I don't – this is more activist than I think actually people in the Senate. And I think you're going to see a compromise. It's probably a good compromise come out of this. Sometime it may be in the wee hours, but luckily when the Senate's in, the Missouri Times will be there. It'll either be Caitlin, I'll be there for a while. You can follow this, the Twitter account, Missouri Times, or myself. We will be there while as long as the Senate's in. Next question. Oh yeah, this is from Barry on Twitter, and it's about parking tickets in Jefferson City. It's insane. It's out of control. If you park your car, you get like 90 minutes. At minute 12, they're writing tickets. It is, you're right, that I'm ready to riot. So whatever you're ready to do, let's just start turning over cars and stuff. And I think they should raffle off. Like get Kehoe's truck, and you can ram one of those little ticket writing mobiles right into the river. Not with a person in it, necessarily. You need to pay more. But you can take Keogh's big King Ranch and just ram one of those little ticket riding mobiles right into the river. And, I mean, that would be great. I'd get six-pack, and that'd be awesome. So what you probably all came here for, it's a little bit due to the polling, but I'll tell you the story. So Will Greitens run against Parson. Who's your boy? I know Eric Greitens better. Eric Greitens knows Eric Greitens. Who's predicted every single move? Your boy. Let me sip here, pull some knowledge. He will not run. He has met with some folks. He has asked some of his legal team to reach out to some people that are around the governor and supporters of his, and said he's not going to run, and said that he's got some things he's dealing with. He's applied for a new position inside the Department of Defense. He is going to live up as a kind of a private citizen. And here's the thing. It was put to me. He's kind of asked to be left alone to live his life a little bit, get some breathing space. Now, look, his legal team is Catherine Hanlon. Do I think Eric Greitens would throw Catherine Hanlon under the bus in a second? Yes, totally. He wouldn't even think twice. So this could change, but I actually kind of believe this is probably it. And I think he'll run again, unquestionably, but I don't think he's going to run for governor in this cycle. I think he's kind of asked to get to live his life, and I'm going to respect that the best I can. I mean, as much as I can remember to do it, I'm going to respect that. The guy wants to move on. He wants to take some time and live as a private citizen. And I think, you know, everybody deserves that. If he's gonna lead a life that's out of the public eye, then I think he deserves that right. And I probably won't be perfect about it, but I will be one that tries to to respect that. So no, the sign of knowledge, because it steered you wrong. If something changes, I'll come back to you. But is the sign of knowledge steered you wrong ever? Ever? No, hasn't. So that's that. That's this week's update. Probably the best update ever. And I think I'm wearing the best Chief jersey ever. So this might be the best sign ever. If you've ever been to Grant's Farm, does that not look? It's like a perfect caricature. I mean, is it the Clydesdales coming out? It's beautiful. Thank you again, sir. These signs you see behind me, I try to display them. Anybody that comes to Jeff City, come by and look at them. I'm very honored. People that do that, I really do keep them and try to maintain them, and it is a treasure to me that folks would take time. People pack these things up really well, and I'm very honored that they have took the time to do that, and I don't take that lightly. So party tonight, watch a TV show Friday, Sunday. We'll be back here next week at 11 with some This Week in Zerpolitics midweek update. And keep an eye on us on Twitter tonight. We will have a great time at the Mill Bottom. Join us. Please, staff, if you're a staff, I really mean that. I'm honored when you take the time to come. I was a staffer, and it really means a lot to me, to everyone here at the Missouri Times, you take time to come. So please stop by, and I'll see you Sunday on television.